Krishna. Arahat. About Srimad Bhagavatam. How Sukadeva Swami brought Srimad Bhagavatam. And he gave classes of Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days. He gave it to Parikshit Maharaj. Thousands of Rishis, Maharshis, Karni, Jnani, Jews, all were there. At first, he told a sambad, a dialogue between Narad Goswami and Vyasa. He told that Vyas has written, first divided Vedas into 4 Vedas. Rig, Sam, Devi, Atharva. At first there was one Veda, Atharva Veda, Vyas. And after that, persons of Dwapar Yuga cannot remember, they are not qualified to remember all the months of all Vedas, like Vyasa. He can remember every and each mantras of all Vedas. And he is Narayan himself, God himself, incarnation of God. So he knows all the meanings of all Vedas. So that the persons of Dwapar and Kali may remind the month, a special division was done. So he made 4 Vedas. After that, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata. Those who have no they are not qualified for reciting Vedas. For Shudra, for all, he did Mahabharata. Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita is 18 chapters from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. After that he did 18 Purans, 18 Gopa Puran and 18 Shaka Puran. Total 36 Purans. He did so many all these things. He was sitting in Himalayas on Ganges, and that is called Shamyak Prash, the ashram of that. Only a chain of mountains near Badrik Ashram. He was not happy. Doing all these things and being the Jagat Guru, but yet there was something lacking in him. So he was not satisfied with what he has did. At that time he had done Gita. Also there was Chatushloki Srimad Bhagavatam, but very brief. Padma Puran and all there. Mahabharata, all there. All were following him, but yet the Russian lacking him. He asked him, he was thinking, I am not so happy. What is lacking in me? In the same time, not this anything. Not this Divine Master, Gurudev of Vyasadeva. So he passed the feats of his Gurudev. And he honored so much and gave an asana, a seat for him. And then he sat nearer to his lotus feet. Narada Goswami told him that you have done a vast and wonderful all these things, Veda, Upanishad and all other things. But I am saying, why you are not so satisfied? Something like it. He told over there, I am thinking like so, but I cannot tell that where did it is. You are my Gurudev. You can know what it is. He told that I know that it is. A disciple cannot know his deity, where is like what to do. But Gurudev knows where there is any disease there. So if we have given, offered him everything unconditionally, we are surrendered, then he will give the medicine, proper medicine. So Vyasadeva's life so, surrendered so. I want to know what is the disease and what is the medicine for that. He is telling in Srimad Bhagavatam that I have done so wonderful works, I have so much wealth, a reputation, everything what a worldly man can have, and also a devotee. Everything is with me, but I am not satisfied.
Bhavata anudit prayo jaso bhagavat amalam jena eva asau natusyet manne tadarsam api.
Though you have done so splendid things, works, but you have not written anywhere the pastimes of Krishna. Who was Krishna? Who is the
Supreme
Personality of Godhead? And what are the pastimes of that Krishna? You have not written. You have told like Ram, you have done all and all others. In the same category. No supremacy of Krishna you have told anywhere. So this is the reason that you are not satisfied. You are as a big tree, but not sweet fruit there, without sweet. A cow without cough and milk. So, if you had done so marvelous Vedas, Upanishad and all Puran, everything with decorated language,
ornamental
language. But there is no amala jash, pure glory of Krishna. If no ornamental language, very poor language, also in broken, very poor, not in proper way,
Yet, if there is the name of Krishna and the pastime of Krishna, it is perfect. But only ornamental language, having given or glorifying mukti, salvation, or heaven, or all the other things, a man cannot be satisfied. So you must do it. He told, I don't know how I can do. How I can do? He told his history, own history, life, character, to be asked. How I knew all these things, I want to give you all the methods. A bona fide guru gives his life career to his bona fide disciple. How he received all these things? In what process? Also in Brihad Bhagavatamrita Rishi, that Gop Kumar telling to his one Brahmin his pastimes, how he meeting with Gurudev, how he was his mercy, I received his mercy, how I developed. With this, a disciple will be, a disciple will have so much affection and so much love and faith in Gurudev. People in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that Gop Kumar is telling that my Gurudev was sitting there, and he told that, oh, you are coming from that place? Oh, you have come to Mathura? Yes. He told everything, what happened? Oh, astonished. How you knew all this? Oh, he is qualified. What he wanted, Guru told without any question from disciple. And he saw that, oh, Gurudev has, I have not questioned him, and yet he has told all my questions answered. Then he has so much faith on Gurudev. And he decided that I should take shelter of him. Otherwise he will not be satisfied, then he will take shelter of that. So this is the process. Lord told that I was a son of very low class of any widow. When I was about 5 years, some rishis came in our palace, and that was rainy season. Very renowned these marshes were, like Sanak Sanandan Sanatan and all so many. In India we see that sadhu, real sadhu, they don't come out anywhere else, they live in a special place, always doing kirtan, always in meditation, always in harikatha, 4 months, and that is called Chaturmasya. You know, I have heard about Chaturmasya, 4 months of this rainy season. So they came, and very soon a hot heart for living there was managed. And simply they take one time, very simple things, fruits and other things, or anything by begging. And they used to hari katha, always remembering Krishna, telling each other. So Narada is telling that I was at 5 years old. My mother was engaged there to wash the pots, utensils and all other things, cooking place. And when they used to offer to their Ishtadev, and Mahaprasad, they used to take
and something was remaining in there.
Plate.
Not plate, but leaf plate. Lips of rice.
Leaf plate.
Lips. Right? And so they used to wrap up all and to fell in it. The mother of Nag Rishi used to go. And the boy serving the rishis, giving water, when they used to go to take bath, he used to take the cloths of rishis, dandakamandalu and langoti. Langoti, you know, sannyasis take very little, dry, and go. And when they used to take bath, after that, the wet dresses he used to bring. And sometimes water, sometimes doing these things. And hearing mentally what they are speaking. Sometimes he told, "Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, may I take your remnant something? Which is in your lips." He says, "Why not?" And they left some remnant and gave to that. Once he took and became so happy. By the serving of remnants, remnants are of two kinds. Words remnants, maha 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 prasada. This. The remnants of Gurudev, he has heard, and again, he gave him. Then it becomes maha maha prasadam. Also like this, maha prasadam also, offered to Krishna, and then devotees are taking, and after that remaining is called maha maha prasadam. This is very essential for devotees, especially the words coming from the mouth. This makes the hearts of disciples and devotees very strong, faithful, and clears all the bad things which are in our hearts. The Charanamrita of Krishna, our deities, are so powerful, but the Charanamrita of Gurudev and bona fide person are more powerful. Especially the pit dust of Holy Master and bona fide Vaishnavas. If he is Uttam Adhikari, if he is more of high grade that I am, so sacred, and it can purify our hearts. So he took three things from the Vaishnavas. And very soon his heart was so much pure. He remembered what they have told. He used to serve so harmony, with so harmony. 4 months were gone, and they were leaving that place. This wife began to weep bitterly. What to do? What should I do? He was not weeping for her mother, his mother, but weeping for his separate and pious, very bona fide Vaishnavas. When they saw that he is weeping for them, called very affectionately and told in his sammantra, "In lonely place you should go, and in this process, the process he told, and do it for some time. The mantra itself will be realized. You will be realized totally." They went away, but mother of Nagarishi, always taking the boys in his lap, and he could not understand why he is weeping, and why he is not satisfied. she used to give him so many kinds of preparation, so many things to play and all this. But he was not satisfied. Oh Krishna, when I will have a time that I will have a special place, a special time to chant this mantra. One day he saw that in very morning his mother went to take pushpa,
flowers
from picking.
Picking?
Plucking.
Plucking flowers.
Plucking flowers. A serpent came and at once bite. And at once it died. He saw that my mother died. At once ran to forest. Very dense and very fearful forest. He did not care that his mother was lying down and dead. Oh, Krishna has so much mercy. Now I am free. No duty at all. A dense forest. In a very good pond he took bath and under a shade of very banyan tree. He sat down and did like this and always remaining reciting that. Very soon, Narada is telling me, very soon I saw that as a flash lightning, that is right, Narayan, four-handed Narayan, Sankh Chakra Gada Padma, very beautiful face, smiling face, he came. And as a flash, vanished. He began crying, "Oh Narayan, oh Narayan, you should save me. I cannot live without." Weeping so bitterly, at once, a voice came, "Don't be worried. I'm there, but you cannot see. Because you have something here, malice, anything, wrong, something. And this body cannot bear that thing. So you should live in this world, chanting my names and roaming here and there, teaching the persons how to have divine Krishna or Narayan. And doing so, doing Hari Kirtan, a day will come, when death will come, and you will keep your legs, feet on the head of death, and will come." Then I began to roam here and there. Narad bajaye bina.
Narad muni bajaye bina.
Narad muni bajaye bina. Radhikaram. Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Like this. Sometimes Radha Raman name and Roman. At last one day, death came. And he kept his face on the head of death, means crushing the death. He left that body, material body, and he had at once his Siddha Dev came out and no chariot, no Viman like Dhruva. not needed. He went to Narayan and he became so powerful to go in Prithvi Lok, Bhu Lok, Bhuvar Lok, Brahma Lok, Vaikunth Lok, everywhere. And with perpetual Sachidanandamaya self. No difference between possession and
possession.
Possession. No difference between soul and
body.
Everything becomes Sachidanand. No death, no birth, no overly things. But he was seen like a person, like worldly person. But he was everywhere. He is telling that by serving four things that I told and having hearing the Hari Katha, pure Hari Katha of Krishna, Narayana, everything I knew, what was Maya, what is Krishna, what is Bhakti, everything I knew. And that book is Samadhi Granth is called Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasya vai Sriyamanayam Krishna Param Purusha. If anyone sees, hears all these things, Srimad Bhagavat, what he saw in his Samadhi, Samadhi, you know, transcendental
meditation,
realized and see, he wrote, and it was Srimad Bhagavatam. Lokasya ajanato vidvan chakre shashvata sanghita. Those who don't know all these things, all these facts, he wrote for them. He wrote for worldly persons, those who were suffering maya, from lakhs and lakh births, they are drinking in the ocean of birth and death and suffering and sorrows for them. If anyone hear this thing, this Srimad Bhagavatam, with Sraddha, Bhakti upapadyate, punsan shoka moha bhayataha, Bhakti will come. And as much as Bhakti will come, shoka moha bhaya, everything will go away. Shoka means suffering, lamentation for this worldly thing that I am losing. My father is dead. My brother is there. My wife has left me and he has gone. Very nearer I am seeing. We cannot tolerate all these things. Husband is getting up. My husband is dead. I have become dead. So many things in this. So lamentation. So moha is my father, is my wife, is I am the son of this, I am very wealthy person, I am so beautiful, I am so ugly, all these things. So kumo. Bhaya, fearing, all goes on. If bhakti is comes, and if there is no bhakti, then any other method we cannot give up all these things. This is one method for conquering mind, giving all bad things, offense and all those things. Shok, moha, bhava, everything goes away. Sasanghita Bhagavati. I did Bhagavatam, I wrote Bhagavatam. And I taught it to my son, my disciple, only one. And who was he? So this is the method.
how Narad accepted their Gurudev. Who? In what place? And you should, we should try to know what are the inner methods to for to make advance.
To rise
make
up.
Advancement. Only bona fide guru who has practiced in this line and he has some bhakti here, and how they are all these bad things has gone away. Okay? Teachers. No other kind. So we should try to follow a guru like Sanakshananda and disciple like Narad. And Narad again guru and disciple like?
Yes.
Again disciple like Sukhdev Goswami and guru like? And again Sukhdev Goswami, disciple and guru? Sukhdev Goswami. Again Parikshit Maharaj, like a disciple. He had not given initiation, but he was guru. How? Those who hear Harikatha and follow their life and everything, they are disciples. And if you are not following the characters and the words of Gurudev, and only we are, oh, he is my Gurudev. If so we should try to be bona fide disciple. So don't do avagya, guru avagya, shruti shastra nindanam, all these things. Guru is not a human body. He is very near and dear and realized so, and he is the parikar,
associate
of Krishna. So we should try to honor him like this. Oh Gurudev, you have done all things very good, but this is wrong you have done. What is this? You should try to take my advice and you should go in this path. You know something in bhakti, but I know something
more.
Then Guru Rava. Guru knows everything, expert in everything. So we should try to follow him, not thinking him as a worldly man. We are going to stole, we are taking anything, we are working, you are working so hard. Gurudev also does all these things. So he is like a person like me, but he knows something. You know also something. So I should take help something, not everything. I know worldly things more than then you are deceived. We should give our chariots and the what ropes of
reins
in his hand. And we should try to practically give up everything. And if he is bona fide, and if you think that he is not bona fide guru and I know something better than him, don't go. And don't try to follow. At first you should take pariksha. Pariksha means?
Examination.
Whether he is bona fide or not. We should wait and see. And if you know that, oh, he is bona fide. Thank you. So today, we should go. Gaur Pramana.
It says in the Bhagavatam that Aswatthama became Vyasadeva in the next millennium. In the Bhagavatam. Aswatthama?
Aswatthama?
How could a demon become such a high post as Vyasadeva in the next millennium?
When Krishna descends and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descends, the manifestation of Krishna himself, Vyasadeva, comes. And this is Krishna Dvaita and Vyas. But on other jokes, when Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Ram does not come, descend, then the person like Ashwatthama, they take him as the Vyas.
And Vyas only on course.
Giving Vyas, they give some power in them, and that is called Saktyaveshavata. Vyas is also seen as a Saktyavesh, but he is Narayan. But Vyas is not Narayan. Some power manifested in him, and that power works. He has played a role according to the wish of Krishna in Mahabharata. But he was so qualified person. Even anyone can do follow Krishna, but as Shankar follows Krishna, oh, go and preach Mayavada, Brahmagana, all the time. He first hesitated to do, but he was so
surrendered.
Oh, what you are telling, I have to do. So he did. So Ashwatthama had also did by the will of Krishna, and he punished the persons who were escaped from in Mahabharata. And it was the work of Ashwatthama, this power came from Shankar, and Shankar did. And Shankar does dhvansa. So Ashwatthama malli ye saktavesh, he did. Actually Shankar did this. And actually the wish of Krishna was doing all this. No one doing anything.
Gaur Premanande.
Thank you. Arabinavati Hariji Ki Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivrakacharya Aspata Sashi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srinarayan Maharaj Ki Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivrakacharya Aspata Sashi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Bhamara Maharaj Ki Jai Nityalila Om Vishnupada Aspata Sashi Srimad Srila Golgovinda Maharaj Ki Jai Nityalila Om Vishnupada Aspata Sashi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nityalila Om Vishnupada Aspata Sashi Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Srila Bhakti Pratyankeshava Goswami Ki Jai Jain Srila Prabhupada Vishnupada Aspata Sashi Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada Ki Jai Nityalila Om Vishnupada
Srila Rupanu Guru Bharg Ki
Jai
Harinam Sankirtan
Ki Jai
Vrinda Devi Ki
Jai
Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Sachinandan Gaur Hari Ki
Jai Bhakti Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti Ki
Jai Samir Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Namachar Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai
Gaur Pramanandan